unaccountable power when you're talking about governments. Well, many people, especially in the West, will say, well, obviously this is the case in places like Russia, China, places like that. But here in the West, we live in democracies. We have many systems of checks and balances. We can vote. So the question is this really true? Put your hand in the air if you have a phone. Okay, so you're all being tracked, spied upon, your microphone can be turned on, they can listen to your conversations. How many of you voted for that to happen? Not one. So here we have a power that is reaching into all of our lives, can listen to everything and see everything that we're doing if they want to, and yet none of us voted for it. I would say that that's a pretty powerful mechanism that has been not held to account until it came to Edward Snowden. When Julian actually started WikiLeaks, he thought that most submissions would come from places like Russia or China. And we have had many submissions from all over the world, including Russia and China. But these were not our largest leaks. And the other largest leaks in the decades have also come from the same country that ours did, the United States. And through these leaks, we can see the truly unaccountable power of today. The United States working with its partners and allies, especially the Five Eyes, which is, of course, Canada, UK, Australia, New Zealand, with the United States.